When was the last time you bought something on your phone? Well, the use of apps in everyday life is huge. And whether that's listening to music, watching videos, keeping fit, using the sat nav, Googling questions you've never known the answer to, or doing the entire food shop for online delivery, app usage is massive. But what if you're a small business? How can you possibly keep up? We heard from Nicola Longfield from PayPal about the issue and asked how big the increase is and what problems could lay ahead for small businesses.
I think we all know about mobile phones becoming and smartphones becoming sort of very central to everyday life, from alarm clocks to taking photos, doing our grocery shopping. And so that's extended really to people just doing increasing share of shopping on their mobile phones. And in fact, it's outstripping online shopping sales 4 to 1 and grew, it actually doubled from 2016 to 17. So it was £13.5 billion in 2016 and is expected to be £27 billion in 2017. So that just shows how important mobiles are in how we think about shopping. And what we've seen actually, so in Yorkshire and Humberside, we see that the shoppers there are actually shopping on their smartphones. A third of shoppers are shopping on their smartphone weekly. But on the other hand, in terms of your small businesses, only 18% of them have a mobile-friendly website. So that just represents an enormous opportunity for small businesses, you know, particularly selling things online to make the most of this mobile shopping trend.
So what differences can a small local business make? Is mobile optimization, which just means making sure your website works successfully on mobiles as well as desktops, is it complicated?
Yeah, mobile optimization, but optimization particularly for the non-tech savvy of us makes it sound, I think, a little bit more daunting than it really is, because it can really be as simple as putting yourself in your customer's shoes. So really saying, OK, let me look at my website and on my mobile phone, how easy do I make it for my customers to discover my products, to look at the details, go between pages, you know, contact me if they need to, or... And then, you know, that's the hard work we hear from small businesses across the country, that actually getting the customers onto their website is actually, you know, one of the sort of biggest priorities. And then actually once you've got them there, not making it really easy to buy and pay seems like a wasted opportunity. So just making sure that, again, when it comes to paying for something online, we've all been there trying to put in our address and our credit card details, and just making that a sort of one or two clicks as opposed to something like, I think it's 154 characters in the average sort of checkout page, which really just for someone on a small screen increases the chance that they're going to go somewhere else. And then, you know, there's other pieces which, you know, in terms of marketing, we see a lot of small businesses who are successful is when we know that peak shopping times are still on people's mobiles, sort of Friday and Saturdays, is actually sending out, you know, a marketing email around that time to make sure that when people are actually on their phones and shopping, is that you're sort of front of mind. And again, just really making sure that if you took your website and you tried to buy something on a mobile phone, do you make it really easy for your customer? So if you want more information on how to make the most of the mobile shopping growth, you can go to paypal.co.uk/mobile help.